You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome, Philly, to your favorite sports
Babes
show.
All bro.
Hosted by Jesse Town and Sam Wilson. They're smart, they're sexy, and they're all Philly. So thanks for tuning in, and we hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome in to Babes on Broad, a special early edition. We are coming at you in the beginning of the week instead of later because my co-host Jess Town is going to Italy, and we also have Thanksgiving and all that stuff. So all that fun stuff's coming up. So we're a little bit earlier, but we are Babes on Broad, and we are brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. And if you want to follow us on social media, you can do at Babes on Broad on all social medias. You'll be able to find us. It'll come up. Me personally on Twitter and Instagram, I am at SamWills18. Jess is at Jessica_Town with an E on Instagram, and she is at RunThisTown with an E13 on Twitter. And then if you want to rep us, it's getting close. We're only a month away from Christmas. So Woo! We have all kinds of gear on designtree.com/babesonbroad. But
I just got a hefty shipment in for my fam.
Yeah, and we just got our ugly Christmas sweaters and stuff, which are super cute. So
I have to order myself one.
I have to order it too, but you can match us. So
they're
that'll
super
be fun.
Cute. I really like them. And there's also a bunch of other ugly Christmas sweaters on Design Tree too.
Yeah.
There's a bunch. They're pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, they're cool.
I really like them.
I love them. But so obviously it's not a bad thing that we're talking early because there's a lot of frustrations after yesterday's loss against Seattle. Neither team played well at all.
No, they both played like crap.
Which is even more frustrating that we couldn't take advantage of them being down.
Yes, 2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row.
Against good teams that you had a chance to beat when it would have helped you tremendously, especially with the Cowboys getting lost yesterday.
Yeah. And I saw a tweet this morning when I was just scrolling through that said something like, you know, if I would have told you that Seattle only had 10 points going into the fourth quarter, Russell Wilson threw how many interceptions? One or two?
No, one.
One. Chris Carson fumbled twice.
Yeah.
You'd think.
But then you hear that the Eagles had 5 turnovers and
so bad. It was so bad.
And this is one of the first games where you can really say WTF, Carson.
Yeah, I'm with that. So there's a couple WTF moments I have. And Carson, in whatever he's doing, is definitely one of them. My biggest one, though, is putting Andre Dillard at right tackle.
Yeah, that outraged a lot of people.
My biggest thing is he said earlier in the week, they asked him how it was playing at right tackle, and it was actually funny because I was talking to Joe about it, and I said this quote to Joe, and he, in his head, was like, well, yeah, that's why they're so different. You can't just plug them in on the other side. And I was like, no, they're actually plugging him in on the other side, and that's why he said it, and that's the problem. He said it was like being right-handed and writing an essay with your left hand.
Before he said that, Trey Thomas said the same exact thing on our show.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's very different. They're not the same thing.
Well, and that's the thing is even if, so Trey, one of the best linemen ever, if he is saying how hard it is, that means that it's probably going to be pretty hard for a rookie who just started getting playing time at left tackle, his actual position, to just move over there.
I mean, and I saw Trey's tweet this morning about how, you know, his stance was just completely giving the plays away and stuff. But honestly, like, I don't blame Dillard for that. I don't blame him for playing so terrible on Sunday or getting benched. Like, he did what he could. He did what his team asked of him. Mm-hmm. And I think you see how big of a problem it is when Jason Peters, who throughout his career, anytime we've had any problems with the right tackle, has always been like, I'm not moving. I'm not doing it.
Which
is now like, hey, if it really needs to happen, I'll do it. I think you see how big of a problem that is.
But that's also frustrating that he says it now. Like, Trey had a good point. Like, he saw Dillard practice there all week.
Yes.
Obviously, it's not like he just got in the game and pooped the bed. Like, he was obviously not that good all week. He couldn't have been.
No.
And so, it's annoying that JP literally comes out after they don't have to worry about Clowney, because Clowney they originally thought was going to play until yesterday.
Right.
So, like, after a good defense, he's like, yeah, like, if you need me there against the Dolphins, I'll play there. When also Lane's probably going to be back.
Yeah.
Like, it's just annoying that he's, like, saying it now. It's kind of like a, I'm a good teammate, you know, I'm saying this.
It's annoying from a coaching standpoint in so many different ways because, A, I don't agree with throwing your rookie first-round draft pick who was playing at left tackle, just throwing him over there and, like, hey, figure it out.
No.
I don't agree with that.
He's not perfected at his actual position yet. Right. It just makes no sense.
And I don't agree with doing that to Andre Dillard's confidence.
Yeah.
I just think across the board, that was an absolute bonehead move.
Yeah, and why not Vitae? Why not Matt Pryor? Like, I feel like any of them would have been a better option than Dillard. Maybe Dillard can play both ways if you had more practice, if he wasn't a rookie. You know, and you have more confidence. Like you said, that hurts his confidence now to start off his career. It's not good.
Yeah. It's like, it's the same as being right-handed and then trying to do something left-handed. Anything. Like, think about how difficult.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. I hate you. I absolutely hate you. No.
That was low blow.
He is on a tear. No Ben Simmons slander will be accepted at this
time. That was in the past, okay?
But seriously, like, think about it. It's like. Okay, for you in volleyball, if you're right-handed and you just hold your right hand behind your back and do all those things that you were doing with your left hand. For me, it's
like... You look uncoordinated.
Yes. For me, it's like, for dance, my right side was always, you know, I was more flexible with my right leg. My right leg was stronger. Like, I was able to turn better on my right side. If I was only allowed to do it on my left, I would look like an idiot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's anything. It's literally anything. Baseball, you're right-handed, and they try to force you to swing left-handed. If you're not a switch hitter, that's not going to work out very well. The only thing that you have to conform is field hockey because there are only right-handed field hockey sticks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
If you're left-handed,
you got to adapt.
You got to figure it out. That's the only thing. But other than that, but seriously, so that was my biggest WTF moment.
Yeah.
The second, I think they were all WTF moments.
They are.
The second, definitely. The second one, Greg Ward. When I did my 53-man prediction in the beginning of August, I thought this would finally be the year that Greg Ward made the roster.
A lot of people did. He was a big name coming out of preseason.
He should have, or he have been brought off the practice squad sooner.
Definitely sooner. This is all just goes back to, like, the cluster in your head that you're just like, what are they doing? Not putting Deshaun on IR, not, like, they literally just set themselves up.
For failure.
For failure.
Yes.
And I don't understand, we had Donovan on today, and he said something like, oh, but everybody also thought Jordan Matthews was going to be great, which is true, and, like, it's hard because, yet again, it's Jordan Matthews who doesn't have a top receiver talent coming in as our top receiver.
Right.
But, like, how could you have Matt Collins? You can argue anything that Greg Ward's terrible, that you will never convince me that he's not as good as Matt Collins.
Yes. So he had more catches yesterday than I think Matt Collins has.
All season.
All season.
Matt Collins has, like, five all season or something. This was on the board. I should have took a picture of it. One of the producers wrote it in the Fanatic. I think Matt Collins has like four or five this season. Greg Ward had six yesterday receptions. And then Nelson Agholor has only had six or eight games out of 75 games. His whole career is 75 games. Eight games, he's only had six catches. Isn't that nuts? And then there was a J.J. Arcega-Whiteside one up there, and I don't remember that. But yeah, I remember that. Somebody wrote it on there. Isn't that nuts?
Oh, God. That just makes it so much worse.
I know.
That just like... Yeah, like, I think I put out a tweet yesterday during the game that was like, yeah, Greg Ward leading the, you know, the bright spot of the offense in Week 12. Exactly how we all planned it to be.
Yeah.
What? Literally, jeez. What? And then there was the play calling in general. WTF, going away from the run. Carson had no time. Carson hurt his hand at one point in there. Carson was playing like he's never played football in his life. And it was windy. Sam, what sense does that make?
I don't understand it. The only thing that I could possibly try to think of, they were nervous about Ajayi coming back. So they, in their head, were like, we only have Miles. Like, so basically doomed themselves from the beginning and told themselves that Miles was the only option and they needed to give him a break. But that's literally the only thing I can try to conjure up in my mind of why.
That's the only logic.
Yeah, and but it's not even a good enough logic because... No. Logic would tell you that the throw and pass game was not working.
And then the last one, What is going on with Carson?
I know. He is back. It's the same thing when he tried to, before his back was actually injured. And mm-hmm. it's just the same mental thing, I feel. Like, he's got so much pressure on him. He's trying to make so much happen. Not only is he trying to save his team, he's trying to make himself look good because he's right. had a bad couple weeks. So, like, right. it's just all mental. And he has no weapons. It just all goes together, you know?
Yeah. And so I thought it was interesting. So Kisten Solak on their show yesterday.
Shout out, you too.
They were talking about quarterback performances that had week one roster pieces missing of the wide receiver number 1, 2, and 3, running backs 1 and 3, right tackle, and right guard. Like, he wanted to know how the quarterback performed. Like, what other performances are out there? Has mm-hmm. that ever happened before? And how did it go? It's very hard. I'll have some time on the plane tomorrow. I'll do my best to try to figure that one out. But, like, he's right, but that's also no excuse for Carson missing some of those throws. Like, that one little, like, dump pass to mm-hmm. Miles Sanders where he threw it, like, 6 yards over his head.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that was. And it's like, there are some that he just misses. Like, he either misses, like, obnoxiously or puts the ball right on the money. Like, there's no yeah. in between. But also, if he misses slightly, his receivers do nothing to help him.
Yeah.
Like, the one ball to Zach Ertz, he put it on his back shoulder, which he shouldn't have. He, like, put the ball in mm-hmm. a terrible spot. He didn't put it out in front of him, so he doesn't, you know, he couldn't lead him to it. Zach Ertz still should have been able to make that play. You know what I mean? And the same one with J.J. Arcega-Whiteside mm-hmm. on the 4th-and-2.
So those little ones where, like, the receivers obviously should
right.
turn around and help. You can also argue those might be, if it's not far off, it might be because of the wind. It might be because yeah. of the weather. It might be because he doesn't have chemistry with that guy. So those little ones, they're acceptable and they're annoying because, like, they should be able to help. But the other ones, like, the pass that you were saying that, like, to yeah. Sanders and stuff, like, those are just literally what I said, mental errors. Like, mm-hmm. even you saw Russell Wilson do it.
That was bad.
I don't even remember who it was in the end zone, but he did the same thing and he was wide open in the end zone and he 10 feet over his, yeah. it's just mental mistakes. And that's like one of the red flags about it, you know? And
yeah.
he does have so much pressure. This is his first year with that big new contract. Mm-hmm. He's got to prove that he feels he has to make something happen. Like, there's just so much going into it. And like, there's so much that it's literally, he can't focus on one of the aspects, you know?
Yeah. It's been unbelievable to see. Like, he has throws where it's like, who else can make that throw other than a Tom yeah. Brady or an Aaron Rodgers? And then he does other things and I'm like, when did we get Mitchell Trubisky out here? Like, what mm-hmm. are, what are we doing? It's like, I don't even, and I think all of it goes into it. And we put a poll up on our Twitter today for, you know, another blame game as we do. We had just under 400 votes and the options were, you know, let us know who you think is at fault for yesterday's loss. The options were Doug / play calling, Carson Wentz, injuries / lack of weapons, or all of the above. 55% say all of the above. 21% say Carson Wentz. 14% say injuries / lack of weapons. And 10% say Doug / play calling. Hmm. I was surprised that Doug was like the last one. I'm not surprised yeah. that all of the above is first, but Doug being the last one, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to do the math in my head. It's
I think at this
out,
point, injury / lack of weapon should be
yeah,
last.
That's what, like, no, my thing, a lot of people are saying that. That's the common opinion, obviously, off of that, too.
Right.
But, like, I feel opposite because our defense has been good these last couple weeks. And granted, mm-hmm. Tom Brady and Russell Wilson did not look phenomenal in either game.
Right.
But that's part of it due to because our defense was so good. So
let me ask you a question about the defense. The celebration, 14 points down. What do you think about it?
I mean, yeah, it's stupid and it made us look stupid. But at the same time, you got to hype yourself up. Like, you guys are doing good. I'll be excited. You know what I mean?
I have no problem with that.
No.
They weren't the reason that they were
that's
down 14 points. They were not the reason at all. They were the reason they were only down 14 points.
But that's my thing is, like, going back to the injuries is our defense was was terrible in the beginning.
Yes.
Because everybody was injured.
Yes.
And as we got everybody back, we did better and better and better. And now we have everybody back. We're good.
Yes.
So how is that not the same for the offense? I'm confused why it doesn't correlate like that. Because everybody's just like, oh, Carson sucks. Injuries aren't an excuse. They kind of are. Like, look how bad our defense was and we got everybody back.
The biggest problem, though, is they're not any better with Nelson Agholor and Alshon Jeffery in there.
I know.
That's the biggest
but
issue.
But that's not Carson's fault.
Not all of it, no.
Sometimes, I mean, yeah, Carson's not been great, but, like, it's not all his fault.
It's not.
Yesterday was. And that's the thing that's annoying is because it's all recency bias. So he's going to get blasted today because he didn't have a good game. But yeah. If you look at overall the last couple weeks, he's had nobody.
Like, at this point, I can't – watching the game yesterday, I – every time I was like, okay, it can't get much worse, can it? It got worse.
It got worse.
Like, every time. It got so bad yesterday. Like, I couldn't believe that – I mean, like, I could believe that Eagles fans were leaving when they were. Joe and I had agreed, like, we were going to leave at halftime anyway just because of the A, weather, B, we had so much stuff to do to get ready for our trip and stuff. But, like, that was a premeditated, like, this is our decision.
Yeah.
People were leaving before we were. People left before halftime. Like, dude, we were not the only ones leaving the stadium at halftime. And ours was like a premeditated, it doesn't matter what the score is, if they're winning, losing, whatever.
But I feel like part of that is like the Eagles, we know the Eagles are not good this season. Okay, we know that.
So sad.
But you're playing Seattle and an MVP candidate in Russell Wilson.
Who did not look like
an
MVP.
No, and you want to get that show. That was a boring game.
It was terrible.
And it was bad weather, like you said. It was cold. I'm not
it was
sitting
windy.
Out there.
The wind was brutal.
Yeah, like, I'm not sitting out in that to watch a sucky NFL game. I'll go home and be comfy and watch it on my couch.
Yeah.
If they're going to suck.
We also stood outside for an hour and a half in the morning to go see Rob run by the Falls Bridge and the marathon. We literally walked from here down all the way to the Falls Bridge, across the Falls Bridge. It was like a mile. And I was like, God, I hate this.
I'm
miserable. I'm tired.
And they did.
And then I was like, there are a bunch of people running in front of me, running 26 miles. Yeah. And then there were so many awesome people out there. Like, it was really cool to see, like, all the different shirts of the different reasons people were running to support. But there were also people, like, running, pushing people in, like, wheelchairs. Like, through an entire marathon. 26.2. Like, that's insane to me.
That is nuts.
It's awesome. It's unbelievable. I could never do anything like that in my life. Run it, let alone anything else. Like,
not
walk
without a break.
Walk it. Nope. None
I could
it.
Jog it if I got a break in there.
I
a couple
definitely
of them probably
could.
Maybe.
I will not. I have not and will not ever run a total of 26 miles in my entire life.
See, I'm a runner.
Yeah. God bless you.
I like
you.
To run.
God bless you.
Haven't done it in a while, but I like to run.
I can't run. You know how, like, if you jump off something too high and you get that, like, those sharp pains up your ankles if you, like, land too hard? That's what my knees feel every time I take a step when I run. That's how my knees feel.
You need shoe insoles.
It's just years of wear and tear from dance that just shouldn't. Knees should not feel like this at age 24.
It's okay.
But it's fine.
You're skinny. You don't need to run.
It's fine. I was so, like, taken back by all the people running. All the people also out there in the cold and rain to support people that they didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, just, like,
cool.
Yelling and cheering for people, which was super, super awesome. That's super off track. But
yeah,
that's why I was like, no more weather today. No more of this. Okay, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about our prediction for the Miami Dolphins. Can the Eagles beat the Miami Dolphins?
Season.
Who knows? We'll see, but we're the Babes on Broad on BGN Radio.
Vacations can be tricky. You already know how to book flights and hotels, but now the only thing you're missing is, you know, the actual travel experience. Because is it really a vacation if you're just sitting around like you would at home? You need a tool to get the most out of your time away. That's where Viator steps in. You can book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected. And 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Welcome back to Babes on Broad, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. I'm Sam Wilson with my partner, Jesse Town.
Hello.
So there was one good thing that came out yesterday, and that was the Cowboys also lost. So we still sit just one game behind them in second place to the NFC East. We have the Dolphins coming up.
Yes.
And they have the Bills.
Yes.
They definitely have a tougher rest of the schedule than us. We talked about this. We knew this. But to put it just in perspective, like if you don't have your phone in front of you, we have 5 games left. 4 of those 5 teams are 2-9. The only one above 500 that we're playing is the Cowboys, which is always going to be a hard game. And they beat us once this year. We have them at home. So that adds to it. So hopefully that'll be the deciding factor. But they have the Bills, which are 8-3, and then the Rams. They also have like
they play the Bears.
They play the Bears, which is maybe, but then the Redskins obviously.
The Bears actually are playing better right now. They're playing better. The Bills played well on Sunday.
Yeah, they're 8-3. Yeah. They're playing pretty well.
They're like the most fake 8-3 of all time, but like they're still 8-3. Yeah, I mean they played well on Sunday. Again, playing the Broncos, whatever. Josh Allen's starting to look a lot better. The offense is clicking a little bit. They have a good defense up there.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. Maybe they can, you know, on a short week, rattle.
Yeah, because that's a Thursday.
The Cowboys, who knows? Yeah, enjoy your turkey and hopefully watch the Cowboys lose.
Yeah, so the next 3 games for them is Bills, Bears, Rams.
Yes.
And then us and the Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely, our game's obviously going to be a big one, but hopefully they can lose one. Amazingly, it would be if they lost 2 of those. But hopefully they can lose 2 of those because that would be huge
Maybe for us. They might get lucky because it's – so they play the Bears on Thursday night football.
Wait, they have
Chicago.
They have 2 Thursday night football?
Yes.
That's weird.
Back to back, so they don't have to – no, it's not. But the Cowboys have, like, all of their games
in
prime time.
They always play on Thanksgiving because they're America's fake team.
But either way – they play the Bears in Chicago in December. That's cold and that's windy. As you saw, they didn't play so well in cold and windy on Sunday.
Yeah.
They're a dome team. Who said it? Was it? Oh, it was Gronk last night. Did you see this?
I didn't see what he said.
Gronk, first of all, was staring into the camera in a way that made me so uncomfortable. Yeah. But he had a point. He said, you know, Bill Belichick has you out there in rain, sleet, 10 feet of snow. He doesn't care. You better not be late. And he said, you know, the Cowboys, there's a little bit of rain. And Jerry's like, oh, it's okay. Come play in the bubble.
Yeah.
He's right.
It is true.
So, I mean, the Bears, those guys are used to being out there in the cold. They're a cold weather team, just like here in December.
Mm-hmm.
Eagles are a cold weather team, sort of.
We can be any team on any day. We can not be any team on any day. We don't know.
But that's a you know, a possible aiding factor for the Bears, and in turn also us.
True.
The Eagles have the Dolphins this week. The Dolphins, as you said, are one of the multiple 2-9 teams currently that they're playing. The Dolphins are allowing the most points per game in the NFL, just over 31. They're allowing 400 yards per game, 250 pass yards, and about 150 rush yards per game. Their offense is scoring only 14.8 points per game, and they're last in rush yards in the NFL. Do the Eagles figure it out and actually beat the Dolphins?
They beat the Dolphins, but I don't think we're going to be impressed.
No.
The offense, you can only do so much with what you have, even if Carson turns it around. What's his top target? Greg Ward now? So like,
pretty much, yeah.
I mean, at least he still has Miles Sanders. By the way, Nelson and Alshon, where the heck did you go? Nelson was in the locker room saying, yeah, feel good. I think I'm like day-to-day, and that was middle of the week. What happened to him? And then Alshon.
He was at the walkthrough on Friday, too.
Yeah, and Alshon was limited participant all week.
And you also saw, Doug said last week, you know, sometimes you got to play banged up. I, you know, expect some of these guys to power through.
Like, I'm just so over. Get rid of all of them. Get clean house, because I hate you all. Not, hate's a strong word. I appreciate you, but you're not helping me. Leave me alone.
It's just disappointing. And it's disappointing because you and I talked about how, you know, everyone's talking about how we overvalue the team. I really just think it's been an underperformance. And I just think because it's been such a consistent underperformance or regression from some players, that goes back to coaching.
It does.
Like, I see that as a coaching problem.
Well, and also, like, coaching, but we're Philly. You need that dog pride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, how Joel Embiid said this week, he was like, yeah, load management is a bunch of crap. I want to play as much. That's what you need when you're in Philly. That's what we want to hear you say.
Absolutely.
So, my prediction... I think we're going to win, but it's not going to be by a lot. I'm going to say 21-10, okay. Eagles.
I just think that the defense is not going to allow this Dolphins team to score.
That's
so
sweet.
So I am going 24-3 Eagles.
Can I switch mine 21-6?
21-6, yes.
Okay. Course. I like you. You convinced me.
I'm glad I have that power over you. but I'm going to be on a plane when they're playing. So
I'll text you.
So I'm going to have to rewatch this game. Please don't make it something painful that I have to sit and watch when I come home from my trip. Okay, and real quick, before we go anywhere, couple questions. Ready? Do we finally keep Greg Ward on the roster?
Yes, especially until Alshon, Nelson, somebody steps up and proves that they're good. And you also don't know if they're fully healed. So, yes, definitely keep him.
Put Big V at right tackle if Lane Johnson can't go.
Yeah, or take JP up on his offer if that's the better option.
Fire Mike Rowe.
I don't know if I'd do it just yet, but you need to fire somebody soon if it doesn't get better.
If this doesn't get better, I don't think his job's very safe. Extend Jim Schwartz?
Why not?
Hell yeah! Hell yeah, extend Jim Schwartz. All right.
We were calling for his job colleagues.
I was never.
No, we were.
I was not.
You're right,
I still think Jim Schwartz should walk around Philadelphia with both of his middle fingers up to everyone.
Which is why I also stand firm on injury sucks and it does come at you. All those people that say don't blame injury.
And all the people who were saying Jim Schwartz can't make adjustments, he literally had to change everything he believed in on defense to fit the inadequate people that he had out there before. You see now that people are healthy what this defense can do. Moving guys around on the line a little bit. They used a lot of Brandon Graham inside yesterday because Josh Sweat was playing really well. So they had Josh Sweat and Derek Barnett on the outside and then Fletcher Cox and Brandon Graham on the inside. And they were disruptive. And it was great to see. And I loved every minute of it.
Six sacks.
Yeah, it was phenomenal.
That's nice.
Yeah. Love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. Brandon Graham, absolutely living up to that contract. I love to see it. Very excited for him. And I love his positivity coming off the field, saying we still got five more. As much as this team has frustrated us, though, it's true. They still have five games left. Yeah. They are really in control of their own destiny at this point. They just got to keep winning.
I hope it turns fun again. It's kind of like,
me too,
when you have to watch it, you're like, oh, I have to watch football.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, sometimes you're like, uh-oh, who knows where this is going to go. But hey. The Sixers are playing well.
They are.
They're on a 3-game win streak. They absolutely destroyed Jimmy Butler and the Miami Heat the other night.
Dude, they're 7-0 at home.
I love it.
Now that I said that, they're going to lose the next home game, but whatever.
It's fine. They're in Toronto tonight. I don't know when this episode's going to come out, but hopefully they beat the Raptors.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's our quick reaction episode for this week.
Happy Thanksgiving! We're thankful for all you babe squatters.
We are.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So thank you again, SB Nation, Bleeding Green Nation. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, like us on Facebook at Babes on Broad. Have a happy and safe Thanksgiving.
Yes, be safe Wednesday night.
Yes.
You fools.
Yes. Enjoy all of your food. Eat as much as humanly possible. Go Birds.
Go Birds.
Go Sixers. Go Flyers. Woo-hoo! And we'll talk to you next week.
Babes on Broad. BGN.
Support for this show comes from Fundrise. Buy low, sell high. It's easy to say, hard to do. For example, high interest rates are crushing the real estate market right now. Demand is dropping and prices are falling, even for many of the best assets. It's no wonder the Fundrise Flagship Fund plans to go on a buying spree, expanding its $1 billion real estate portfolio over the next few months. You can add the Fundrise Flagship Fund to your portfolio in just minutes and with as little as $10 by visiting fundrise.com/fox. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of the Fundrise Flagship Fund before investing. This and other information can be found in the fund's prospectus at fundrise.com/flagship. This is a paid advertisement.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.